at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Yours in Christ, Friend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to get prayer line open, asking my friends to pray over everything, to no matter where it is or how you plan to do it. Prayer is the key, my friends. That book of Genesis, Galatians, is real. You on that job, you in your home, you in your automobile. I want you to know, my friends, your situation, if you're going through that situation, can be turned around. You that have that problem with your body. Some say, well, Rev, I have arthritis. Some men say their nature is not working like it's supposed to be. Some right now are looking to grow hair on their head. Some have high blood pressure. Some want to lose weight. My friends, we have herbal remedies here that we've been sending out throughout the years that have been successful in so many ways. That pain and swelling, that gout, that rheumatism. My friends, again, I'm going to tell you and especially back in the days, friends, there used to be someone always go off into woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, clean what they picked up out of the woods, boil it, steep it, and strain it, so they can drink it and their body's right. You can get rid of that pain. You can get rid of that swelling. You can turn situations around. We have herbal remedies and different herbal teas, my friends, for all types of situations. Some at the sound of my voice have friend that boyfriend right back there. You know, God is on canon. There is no failure in God if you have faith of a grain of mustard seed. I'm going to give you the telephone number here to the prayer office and the mailing address right here in Atlanta. Get your pencils and paper ready. Some right now are dealing with evildoers, throwing that phone and hiding that hand, and you don't know who it is coming after you. Some have been different places up and down the highways and byways, friends, trying to turn this situation around, and it seems that they're going for naught. Oh, my God. You know, at one time we even talked about those that were trying to do more, and every time you try to do it, you'd be talking to a friend of yours. And as you talk, friend, you turn around and the friend is doing better than you, and you're wondering how they're doing it better than you. You have to must keep that mouth closed and that eye, that ear, and that nose wide open. Oh, my God, everybody's business is nobody's business. There was once a young man one time, their old man was sick in his hardware store, and the young man told his friend, he said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over here and ask this man, does he need help? So the next thing he knows, he go to meet this man in the hospital to see if he needs help. By the time he gets there, his friend has already opened the store and sweeping and cleaning the windows. Later on, the friend owned the business because that man was appreciative. My friend, your business, or you can step out on that faith and turn your situation. You that are right now in financial need, you, my friends, that seems as if every time you try to go, something holds you back. Some of us even have enemies in our own family and trying to figure out why in the world is everything going backwards. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. My friends, we send different prayer packets out across the country for different situations. Maybe you would like to dress around your home. Maybe you, my friends, are having trouble on that job and want to turn it around. You might have a sickness, my friend, or unnatural, and have been going through it and through it and still not had success. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-4444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Those of you that are writing, we're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. And to you that are going to court, my friends, definitely want angels. My friends, write down the telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. 1-800-662-4444. If you have a problem there in your home and you've been walking around and wondering where all this mess on the ground is coming from, and you say, well, you just cleaned your yard, and here they are sitting down looking at you every time you come in and out your house. You know that old jealousy, that old Cain and Abel spirit that's still roaming the earth. Sometimes, friends, you don't even know where it's coming from, but you can show pray it away, friends. Oh, my God. Again, that telephone number, 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity patches. Now, my friends, those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, that's G-R-E-G-O-R-O-Y, Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. If I cannot help you through the power of God, my friends, I sure enough to God will not harm you. But I'll show you, friends, that you that are in need, you that have that trouble, put that one foot in front of the other. You make one step, friends, and I guarantee you we'll make the second one for you. Oh, my God. Now, write down that telephone number again. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. Whether you have problems in your body, my friends, to the medicine cabinet, and you don't have any space in that cabinet for your toothbrush because of so many pill bottles. Oh, my God, you with that diabetes. I'll show you, friends, you can control it without going overboard. Oh, my friend. And that mailing address is 404-212-2444.
Oh, how do you mean? Because I know one time you told me that your hands felt like they were warm and you feel warm all over. And
my hands swell. Huh? My hands and feet don't swell anymore like they were.
Oh, you used to have swelling. I forgot about that. So now you don't have any more swelling either, huh?
Uh-huh. And the bitch I had is gone.
The body aches.
The body
aches. Uh-huh. They're gone.
Okay.
All right.
My friends, I'm going to take a minute here because our time is drawing down today. Let us take a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel, and you get right back with us. We're going to be right back with you. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it for what you know when old Satan gets busy, my friends. You can't remember your own telephone number. Join us for a minute of prayer.
Eternal God, our Father, once again, we come before thee. We come before thy fountain. We come on the behalf of these, your faithful ones today, that stand in need of your help right now. We ask that thou will go into that home where there's confusion and trouble. We ask that thou will bring peace between husband and wife and family. We pray for those that are sick today, those that are confined to their home, their bed, the wheelchair, those that are on crutches today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that thou will heal and touch mankind everywhere. Lord, we look to the hill today for which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. And Lord, dear Father, we call on you. This is a time of trouble and confusion in the land where man is against daughter and son against mother. We pray that thou will bring peace everywhere. Touch, heal, bless, and deliver those that are disturbed today in the convalescent home. We pray that thou will give strength and courage. And those that are on the battlefield for your sake, in Jesus' name, hearing the word abroad, we ask that thou will give mankind wisdom and knowledge and understanding according to thy word. We pray for Reverend Gregory and his ministry here in the city and other places across the country as he ministers to the needs of the people everywhere. We pray, dear Father, for those that are in need today of your spiritual help right now. Father, my special prayer that you bless, heal, and meet the needs of your people everywhere. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, bless me, your humble servant. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen. Good God. Oh, my friends, you know prayer is the key, my friends. That book of Genesis to Revelations is, and my friends, if you just have that faith, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed, my friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Now, those of you that are writing, once again, my friends, at mailing address, Post Office Box 16903. Again, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, that's Gregory. Post Office Box 16903. Send that prayer request, my friends. Oh, my God. Don't forget, put your name and your return address inside or outside that letter along with your prayer request. And maybe even your telephone number if you wish for us to call you back. Or whatever donation you send towards the ministry, my friend, you send it from your heart. If it's not from your heart, there are not too many folks can do with it. Now, those of you that are calling, if that line is busy, just call me right back. That's 404-212-2444. And I know that you'll be glad that you did.
Different sources, and couldn't nobody help me. They would say that they was going to do it, and then nothing worked. But until I, you know, got in touch with you and started talking to you, and things went to, you know.
And he ran off to be with the other lady for a little while, too,
yeah,
didn't he?
Sure did.
Scared you to death.
I didn't know what to do. I was so wound up, I wanted to commit suicide.
Is he, and he's at home now?
Yes, he's at home.
How's he acting? How are things turning out?
Well, he seemed like to me he is happy. You know what he said today?
No.
I had to look at him. He said, "You don't believe me." He said, "I feel so relieved." He said, "And I feel so in love."
Mm-hmm. You couldn't believe none of that, huh?
Huh?
You couldn't believe none of that, huh?
I looked at him. He said, "You don't believe me." I didn't say no.
Mm-hmm.
But she was taking him for a merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting.
Oh, my God. You know, my friends, our time is drawing down. You know, God is in the blessing business, my friends. We can sit down here if we had enough time and go through each and every book of the Bible and enjoy what we've heard, seen, and who God know what to do and how to avoid it. My friends, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's gone, friends, after it's out of your reach, it's something else to go back and get it. Write down the telephone number, my friends. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, "Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages." Again, my friends, when you call. Now, those of you that are writing, remember, we're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil and a prayer cloth and also a cross. Whether you have problems in court, whether you have situations around your home or job, whether you're trying to have peace everywhere you go, whether old Satan has already gotten you and you're fighting in your sleep, I want you to know you too can come through. Some say, "Rev, it seems like all kind of demons are coming at me even at home." Telephone number, my friends, all I'm going to ask you to do is keep that faith, no matter what you're facing. 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friend, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. I'll show you how to dress that home, and I'll show you how to get that body back in shape. Oh, my friend, this is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God can, and there is no failure in God. Just that faith is what you need. Once again, telephone number, dial me up when you call. You say, "Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus." And we know everybody's business is nobody's business. Again, that telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. May God bless you and keep you. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you. ¶¶
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory because surely you are worthy to be praised. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for being a great God, a loving God. Now, God, even as we come before you on this morning, we ask that you will have thine own way. As we continue to decrease, oh God, we ask that you will increase within us. Father God, let it be all of you and none of us. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to 2 Samuel, the 2nd chapter and the 4th verse. 2 Samuel, the 2nd chapter and the 4th verse. And it reads, "And the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying that the men of Jabez were they that buried Saul." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his word. And today's topic is fresh anointings. Fresh anointings. A fresh anointing is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit where you are renewed, where you are restored and rejuvenated. It represents a divine empowerment that gives every believer renewed spiritual strength. That gives us clarity. It also gives us favor to navigate a new season or overcome a specific challenge. And I'm reminded in Psalm 92 and 10, it says, "I shall be anointed with fresh oil." It signifies that yesterday's spiritual experiences of what happened on yesterday are very insignificant for today's new task. Every time God gives us an assignment, he gives us a fresh anointing to complete that assignment. So what happens when you do a God-given assignment without the fresh anointing? When you are attempting to do a God-given assignment without the fresh anointing means that you are retired, you are relying entirely on your own human intellect rather than the divine power of God. Some say in Christian theology, this often leads to spiritual exhaustion and you will become ineffective. Because why? I am relying on my own strength. And when you operate without being renewed, without being spiritual empowered, that's why we got to read the word of God. That's why we got to pray. That's why we got to constantly seek God to get empowered. You will experience burnout. You will experience exhaustion. Because you will carry heavy burdens, because the assignment will feel like it's heavy and it is draining, whether then you is partnership with God. Because the anointing connects you with the power of God. And you will also experience emotional fatigue. This is when you will not allow a fresh anointing to overtake you. You will experience emotional fatigue. You will experience frustration because you are not producing spiritual results. Also, if you go out without the divine power of God, you will lack a spiritual fruit because you will also lack dead works. Because what may look good on the outside, but you lack the living, transforming power of God. Come on here, somebody. This is where you are operating in your own human intellect. And then also, when you go out without a fresh anointing, come on here, somebody, you are exposed to spiritual attacks. Mm-hmm. You are unprotected against discouragement, against temptation, against opposition, and you are easily to get offended. Without the grace of a fresh anointing, you become highly susceptible to bitterness, to criticism, and to conflict. Come on, hit somebody. So here is some scriptural examples of moving without the divine power, because we can look at the Israelites in Numbers 14, 40 through the 45th verse. After refusing to enter the promised land out of fear, the Israelites changed their minds and tried to invade the hill country against God's command. You see, Moses warned them that God was not with them, but they went on anyway and was soundly defeated. If God tells you you are not ready for something, don't go ahead of God thinking you're ready for it. Because every assignment that God gives you, he has to prepare you. Come on here, somebody, before you step out. Many people has been bamboozled. Many people has been shipwrecked because they go before God, trying to work out the situation themselves. And we can also look at another example is the seven sons of Sceva, Acts 19:13-16. These seven brothers tried to cast out evil spirits by mimicking the Apostle Paul's words, using the name of Jesus like it was something, because they lacked a genuine relationship with God and personal spiritual authority, and the demonic overpowered and stripped them. They was trying to do something what Paul was doing. They was trying to mimic Paul, but they didn't have their relationship with God. They didn't have that anointing. Come on here, somebody. And here's another example. These are examples of how they went out and did things without the fresh anointing, without the connection that God telling them to do. King Saul's unlawful sacrifice in 1 Samuel 13:8-14, facing an impending Philistine attack and seeing his army scatter, Saul grew impatient, waiting for the prophet Samuel. Yes, he did. So he took matters into his own hands and offered a sacrifice himself, relying on ritual rather than obedience, which cost him his kingdom. People of God, I'm telling you, if you go ahead of God without being anointing, without God telling you to go, you can lose everything. You can even lose your place in God. You can even lose your relationship because you went ahead of God. You went in your own human intellect. Yes, David was anointed to be the next king when he was 17 years old, but he had to go through a season of proving before he took the throne. So when David was 30 years old, after Saul was killed in a battle, the men of Judah came and anointed him as their king. Yes, you may be anointed for a certain task, but that does not mean you are ready to go and do the task that God has called you to do. You have to be trained. Mm-hmm. You have to wait. You have to be proven. Come on here, somebody. So, why was David anointed again? I'm glad you asked. God had a fresh anointing for him. He knew David was going to face new battles. He knew David was going to face new challenges, and he was going to need greater wisdom and strength. So God breathed on David's life in a new way. Every assignment you go to causes greater challenges. So God got to equip you for every assignment and every battle that you may face. You have to have greater wisdom and greater strength. So with this second anointing, David established his throne and conquered new territories. But he wasn't king over all of Israel, only the tribe of Judah. You see, this second anointing was taking him there. It was taking him to his next level, to his next assignment. So 2 Samuel 4 basically is letting us know this is God's justice and it is satisfied. You see, David continued to reign as the king of Judah as he waited patiently. Come on here, for the Lord to make him king over all of Israel. Don't rush it. Even in the midst of the wait, allow God to teach you. Allow God to prune some of the things that is holding you down. But you look at this. There were still some members of the house of Saul who had rights to the throne of Israel. You see, these men were Ishbosheth, Saul's son, Mephibosheth, and Jonathan's son. But see, God chose David. David was willing to wait. God, I'm waiting. Because I don't want to go out there half-hearted. I don't want to go out there thinking I know everything, which I don't know everything. But I want you to teach me. I want you to show me what lies ahead. I want you to empower me with the fresh anointing. So, people of God, I want you to be encouraged that what God has started in your life, he's going to finish. You see, he works in phases. See, you're anointed for the season you're in right now. And when you need more, there are fresh anointings already lined up for you. Favor will increase. Doors will open. And the right people will show up. I want you to get ready, and I want you to be prepared and know the fullness is coming and the best is yet to come. Come on, let us pray. Father, thank you that you are working in phases in our lives and you're going to finish the work you started. Lord, we're not going ahead of you, but we're going to wait. We're going to wait in the season that you have us in until you tell us to go. Lord, we thank you for the fresh anointings because without it, Lord, we cannot do what you have called us to do. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for rejuvenation. Lord, you bring it at exactly the right time to meet our needs. And Father God, we believe you are taking us into new seasons and the fullness is coming. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I want you to mark your calendars. June 11th through the 13th, that's Thursday through Saturday. Three-night power-packed revival. Theme is trusting the master's master plan for your life. Jeremiah 29 and 11. To be held at Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. The speakers, Thursday night, yours truly, Prophetess Patricia. Friday night, Evangelist Patrika Watkins of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Saturday night, Pastor Geneva Roberson of Open Door Worldwide Ministries of Baton Rouge, 6:30 sharp. Come on. God has a word for you in your season. So, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. That's 318-206-8953. June the 11th through the 13th, 6:30 sharp. Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And I always know when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God, he's up.